Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today again is Nicole Tekip, who is one of the focus missionaries at Ohio State University. So great to have her. The last time we were talking, we heard of her conversion story, but as we proceed with this conversation, let's pray. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we ask that you just continue to bless us. We ask that you guide us according to your paths of truth. And we ask, O Lord, that you especially bless our listeners and those who are most in need of your grace this day. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Nicole, we were talking about your story last time, and you know, we talked about the immediately, like right before, probably if our listeners are turning in, this kind of search for truth. And during your high school years, you were looking at different religions and different denominations. You had a really good, it sounds like you had a good pastor who, even though maybe he got impatient at times, he engaged you, which is good. You know, I mean, the key, and it's really part of my own story, is this, you know, wrestling with the truth so that you can take ownership of them ultimately. And it can be frustrating for other people who have to deal with our wrestling, but you know, it's still a grace. But I wanted to go back in your story. When you were preparing for confirmation, you went on this retreat, which is on the theology of the body. And you know, on the one hand, you encountered Christ in the Eucharist during that, you were mentioning, and maybe you could talk a little bit more about that and the power of the Eucharist. But also, I was intrigued, like, you know, if you don't want to go on a retreat, probably a theology of the body is the last kind of retreat you want to go on to.
Yeah, definitely. It was definitely interesting, I would say. So, like I said, reluctantly, I went on this retreat because I had to for a confirmation requirement. And now looking back at it, I can really see that it was the grace of the Lord that brought me there to that specific retreat. And a lot of it was because with theology of the body, and it's a teaching that, you know, maybe my parents' generation wouldn't have known, but for us, it's been something that has been so present in our youth ministry and in our life, which is beautiful. I went very resistant, and I think the reason why a lot of the resistance was there was because I believed that in some way I was disqualified from what they were teaching us about theology of the body. But there was a really great priest who was leading this retreat, and he just came at it in a way of mercy and compassion and just showing us, like, this is truth for everybody. No matter where you are, you can always begin again. You can always begin anew. And I was really, once I heard that, I think I was really able to let the Lord crack my heart open just a little bit to receive what they were telling us about, and things I'd never heard about dignity and about beauty and about truth of the human person that, I came to realize is really liberating and really freeing.
Nicole, the other thing, you know, the thing that really struck me from your story was the trip that when you went to Haiti. And so often, there's a wisdom to service trip. I think sometimes maybe youth ministers or schools think a service trip, you know, it's going to kind of teach them that we need to be, you know, of service, which is great. But it's really in the poor that, you know, is one of the greatest ways to encounter Christ. And your story reminds me of the great of St. Francis of Assisi, who it's called the leper story. You know, everyone has a leper moment where they encounter someone, usually the poor, and it really strikes them to the heart. I think part of it's seeing the humanity there, but also it's seeing Christ in that. Now, sometimes it's because we're repulsed by them, but that did not seem to me part of your story. It was just a genuine kind of move in your encounter with this man.
Yeah, definitely. And I would say that was really the first moment, other than this retreat, that I encountered Christ and his humanity too. But definitely, I think St. Francis of Assisi is one of my favorite saints, and St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta is another, precisely because they were able to see Christ in the poor and how this changes you and it has its impact on you. I remember being in my first year at St. Thomas, and I was in a theology class, and a professor said this line that just stuck with me of, normally when we see things that are repulsive, when we see suffering in some way, the natural human reaction is to recoil from that. But he said this beautiful line of, Jesus has the tremendous capacity to take in human suffering, and he does not recoil. So while we encounter Christ in the poor, it was also a very beautiful experience to realize that Jesus takes in this poverty into himself, and he takes us into himself too. So I think that's a very, big part of my story, and what I desire is to encounter people in their poverty while seeing my own, and letting Jesus heal it.
Yeah, I'm reminded of, from Paul's letter to the Philippians, that beautiful, though he was in the form of God, he did not deem equality with God, but rather emptied himself and taking on the form of a slave. And I think that encountering Christ in the poor is so crucial because it's almost an incarnational mirror. We see Christ in another human being, and in it strikes us that, we're human beings and that Christ is here, and really everything else then becomes unnecessary. Like, if this person can kind of reflect Christ, then I can reflect Christ without all the other possessions and things. And I wonder, I guess, from those experiences that you've had, both there in Haiti and in others, has this kind of given you some detachment, also in addition to kind of seeing Christ in these people and kind of a greater mercy?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would hope so. I think that one thing I love about St. Francis of Assisi, I got the opportunity to study in Rome for a semester, and I went to Assisi a couple times, and it's really beautiful when you go there, just how you can feel the weight of his life and his emptying. I mean, you talked about being emptied out and poured out. And so that's one thing I think I really love about that, and just the idea that we are called to be emptied out. And I think all these experiences really shape the way that I desire to do mission now and the way that I desire to encounter Christ now. So yeah, I definitely think that mission has a very powerful place in my story, but also, realizing the common humanity in our brothers and sisters and being able to see that we all reflect Christ in some way. There's a beauty in all of us because Christ lives in all of us.
The other thing that in your own testimony is the poverty that you've seen here in universities. When you worked at the University of St. Thomas, you did mission work there too, I think. I'm sure you're encountering it here at OSU. I mean, I've always been struck as I've gone through campus, even when they try to gentrify it, which they've gentrified it quite a bit, there's a poverty, there's a, sort of a palpable, you can feel the poverty of spirit there. And that as nice as the buildings look, and as much as they try to clean up High Street, you can't hide that almost a sadness.
Yeah, definitely. I think that spiritual poverty is a very real thing, especially on a college campus. There's so many places that are tugging for your attention and trying to tell you who you are, what your identity is, what you're made for, what you should spend your life on. And in this wrestling and in this pulling, a lot of people get lost. And a lot of people, especially at a big school, a lot of people believe that they're not cared for, that they're not loved, that they don't have a purpose except for creating their own identity, creating their own life, building something out of nothing. So this whole mentality is kind of dismantled in the face of what Christ says we are. We're sons and daughters. And so that's what I would really hope that my mission would bring forth this year is, okay, what is our identity? What is the truth about who we are? Because then we can know where we're going, which hopefully is to heaven, to Christ.
Beautiful. And it seems to me like even from the first moments, as we talked about the confirmation retreat, is the Eucharist. And I was wondering how important the Eucharist has been in your own story, and also how we can all maybe encounter Christ in the Eucharist.
Yeah, I think this has had a huge part in my story because, it's Christ offering himself to us and being exposed so that we can know him, so that we can seek his face. And I think bringing it back to identity And a lot of what we struggle with and a lot of what students on campus struggle with is we find who we truly are in the face of Christ. He reflects it back to us. And so I think in adoration, practically every time we go there, we're encountering Christ in some way. He changes us in some way. And we don't have to do anything for that. He offers himself to us always, and we can go and receive him. And so I think in my own story, adoration has played a big part in realizing who I am and what I'm made for and what I'm called to love. Truth has been a huge part of this, and my desire for truth and my pursuit of truth led by Christ. But I found that the truth culminates in the face of Christ, and we get to see the face of Christ in adoration. So I've always come back to the truth through being able to come to know him in adoration and knowing the truth about who I am and where I'm going, what the mission is, what the goal is.
Well, thank you so much, Nicole. It's been great to have you. Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me has been Nicole Teakip. She's one of the focus missionaries at OSU. Until next time, peace and all good.